Sofia Coppola is winning accolades for breathing life into her own medium. The daughter of Hollywood director Francis Ford Coppola garnered good reviews 3 years ago in her first movie, The Virgin Suicides, and her new effort, Lost in Translation, opens tomorrow. It's already generating Oscar talk, and critic Bob Mondello thinks the buzz is entirely justified.
We first see Bob Harris through a limousine window as he looks at an image of himself on a Tokyo billboard. As played by Bill Murray, Bob's a movie star who's picking up a few million dollars for a whiskey endorsement. He has a wry sense of humor and needs it to get through the job of selling rye. He's supposed to look relaxed with a glass of Suntory whiskey in hand, but as the still photographer tries to loosen him up, a quizzical expression keeps flickering across his face.
Lat pack, you know lat pack?
Rat pack?
Rat pack, please. You're so gentleman, yes?
A ring-a-ding-ding?
Yeah. Sinatora? You know Sinatora?
Old blue eyes.
Yeah. Are you drunky? No?
Am I drinking?
Yeah.
As soon as I'm done.
And indeed he is. In the bar of Tokyo's Park Hyatt, Bob is having a very subdued midlife crisis. He's feeling disconnected from the wife who's multiple time zones away, and the lucrative career that seems vaguely off track. The hotel's bar is his one calm oasis in a city of sensory overload, and it's populated by other sleep-deprived lost lambs, including recently married Charlotte, who keeps looking at her new celebrity photographer husband as if she's never seen him before, and who finally leaves his crowd to make a little small talk with Bob.
Hello.
Hello.
You ever switch seats?
I like this one. If I fall, someone will notice.
Yeah. So, you having a nice time?
Can you keep a secret? I'm trying to organize a prison break. I'm looking for, like, an accomplice.
Charlotte is young, and as played by Scarlett Johansson, seems as paralyzed by having too many options as Bob is by having made choices that limit his. So there's a connection between them, a sort of mutual recognition, that in a celebrity world of air kisses and radiant smiles, they're lonely and vaguely unhappy. This does not sound like comic territory exactly. Certainly it's not high concept in a Hollywood sense, but celebrity world insider Sofia Coppola knows the terrain well enough, and knows Tokyo well enough, having visited it often since her childhood, that she can make it quite funny in a wistful, dislocated way, also quite affecting, with performances from her two stars that are so in sync and natural that they hardly seem performances at all. Bill Murray is particularly appealing, with that familiar hangdog expression of his, and a neat ability to suggest a whole mindset through posture, but Johansson, some 30 years his junior, keeps up with him at every turn. Both are subtle and understated, and somehow, together with their director, they manage to make melancholy seem amusing, which it normally isn't, and loneliness seem romantic, which it really can't be, and Tokyo seem haunting, which is hardly its usual image, all of which makes Lost in Translation as difficult to describe as it is to resist. I'm Bob Mondello.